This is Sunday morning, May 20th, 2018. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The head of the church is the name of this, the head of the church. And this goes along with the other word that I've given. Am I not the head of the church? I see nothing but pride, divisions, the building of individual kingdoms instead of my kingdom. My church is made up of many parts, but all these parts are unified by my spirit. Just as the body has many parts, but all the parts work together for the same good and purpose. It's not so with my body, my church. We see this part rejecting that part. One part is better than another part. If your part doesn't look to act like my part, we have no need of you. In the beginning, it was not so. All the churches had individual anointings in which they flowed, but Paul wrote to all of them the same thing, a common mindset, a flow of the Spirit. This will return to my church. Too many have just built their own empires and there is no deference. Lord said to me, you should be able to go to any church, any Christian church, and feel an immediate connection and a flow. This will return to my church. Too many have just built their own empires and there is no deference. My ministry, my church, blah, blah, blah. No, says the Lord, my ministry, my church. These divisions and factions have fragmented my body, so my commission doesn't and hasn't been done. If I am through with something, it should be stopped. So many are just whipping dead horses. If I say give them your land or your buildings, then it is mine to give, not yours. In other words, we've become so, well, this is my church, and this is our buildings, and this is our this. No, it's the Lord's. We're all working for the Lord, right? Many wouldn't let go so my plan can flow. Their minds are no longer in line with my plans, but their own plans. The early church got a hold of this precept. There was no need in the body. This is in Acts, where it talks about none. They had possessions, they sold it, and they brought it to the church, and the leaders distributed it as anyone had need, and there was no needs in the body of Christ. Leaders won't move out of the way because of pride, and they are afraid they will lose control. They need to lose it and give it back to me. He wants to control his church. This is my church and everything that is in it, and all the people too, to be run as I say. This is a time of returning to right roots, evil fruit. This is the day that was foretold. The glory of this latter house will be greater than the former. I am pulling down those who have not listened to me, but have built their own kingdom and followed their own plans. It will fall. It will all burn up. I will reign over my church these last days. Okay, that's all of that. Now, if the Lord spoke to us and say, okay, this ministry needs this, you give them your church. Now, I want to say something here. I'm not going to go into all what the Lord said, but I feel like I need to share a little bit of it concerning where what the Lord spoke to us in 99 with Saul and David. Saul never gave David his throne. He never abdicated. David built his place somewhere else, but his house began to be stronger, and that house began to be weaker, and that's the way the focus ought to be. Now, if the Lord says, okay, you know, if somebody wants to give us their church building, or the Lord tells us to give, this is the way it ought to be in the whole body of church. We're to aid each other because it's the Lord's the head of the church, not these individual people that feel like they're, well, this is mine, you know. And it's like you go to a church and you feel like you don't belong. Or, you know, other ministers go to a church and they treat them like they're awful. They treat them awful. The Lord's not pleased with that. I heard Keith Moore say this, and I respect him because of his stance. He said, if an older minister in the Lord comes in my church, I will stop whatever I'm doing, and I will defer to him and offer him my pulpit. See, we've gotten so prideful, like, well, I have to have my say, and, you know, I don't have time for anybody else. You know, I have the word of the Lord, you know, because this is my church, It can't be that way. We have to be to the point that if the Lord says, you move out of the way, that's why I said there's many prophets here. You know, you take your turn, but step out of the way. Don't be a blabbermouth. Don't act like, well, I have the word of the hour. defer to your brother. Step aside and let the next one speak. See, just the pure motive, everything is wrong. It's all about, I'm telling you, that's what I see. I've spent 50 years building this ministry, bless God, and you know, if it's not submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ and He says, okay, you spent 50 years, now give Him all your stuff and get out of the pulpit. Is it the Lord's or is it not the Lord's? I stand here and I think, okay, Lord, whatever you want done, just provide the lens that we'll need for the masses of people. Just provide. Like I said, I believe there's going to be lots of ministers involved, lots of ministries involved. Big work. Big work. But we should never be to the place that we are so keen on ourselves and prideful in ourselves and nobody can take our place. The Lord says, let that little one in the back that just got born again, let them take it this morning. Okay, come on up. We got to be that way. This is the Lord's work. This is not Carla Love's work. This is the Lord's work. And that's if we're that way, we defer to one another, there's unity and there's a flow. That's the way it's supposed to be. All right, last but not least.